Hare hopped out into the noonday heat and started off to see the lion. While hopping along, he noticed a well. It was so hot, he thought he'd put the bucket into the well and draw up some water for a last cool drink. As he was bringing the bucket up, he gazed down into the deep well at himself. "You are too handsome to be eaten by a lion on this beautiful, warm day," he told himself. As he thought this thought, he suddenly stopped turning the bucket. He forgot his thirst. He had a plan. All Hare had to do was wait. After a while, he could hear Lion roaring. He was roaring because his meal hadn't arrived yet. Hare shivered at the scary sound, but stayed put. Soon Lion came by searching for his meal. "Are you looking for me by any chance?" Hare called out to him.
"I don't know. Are you my meal today?" Lion replied gruffly.
"Indeed I am. You've come to the right place," Hare said brightly.
"Then why didn't you show up at noon?" Lion asked.
"Well, I did, but then I thought of something that would make your day special," Hare said.
"Hare and honey. You must have heard of it. It's a very popular meal."
"No, but it sounds good," Lion said.
"Good? It's great," Hare told him. "I figured that you are going to eat me one way or another. I might as well make it memorable for you. So I went to the honeybees and asked them for some honey. When I told them it was for you, the king of the beasts, they gave me their best honey right away."